Okay, so today, Bez Hashem, we begin Simchat Kuf Yud. I hope everyone had a nice break over Pesach. And we'll start Simchat Kuf Yud. The title in the Simon is an interesting title. It's called, in the language of Shulchan Aruch, again, the introduction or the title, it says, Din Sofek Trefus She'ira Bebosir. That is certainly one of the topics discussed in the Siman. I'm not sure why. There are a number of different topics. I'm not sure why that one merited the title, but it's an interesting question. The subject trefus here, Rabosa. But first, we're going to talk about something else today and tomorrow. The first two sifim have to do with the type of a tarovus. There's no bittel. It's kind of a continuation of things we saw before. And then the third sif is about the Bosir Salam and Ayin. Introduce us to the topic of Kavua. So again, it has to do with certain types of sfeikas, but I'm not really sure why the title of the siman is what it is. But okay, that's what we have. So the topic is, again, and we discussed this in other simanim, where you have a tarovus where there's not going to be any kind of bittel. Okay, for one reason or another. We talked about chaticha reskabe, we talked about beria. So here we're talking about other things in that type of a category. So our departing point is a Mishnah in Maseches Orla, Perek Gimel. We've discussed this mission in the past. It's Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, source number one. Mishalo Chavilei Tilson. A person had this is a type of a bean, you know, some type of a beans. I think it's called fenugreek, as a particular species. I think it's a type of bean. Anyway, shall kilaya karam. So we know that you're not allowed to plant vegetables within a certain proximity to a vine, you know, to a vineyard. That's one of the dinim of kilayim. There's a whole discussion maseches kilayim about exactly how close and how the shapes of the rows have to be and the angles and math and so on. But anyway, in any event, if you have chavilei tilson shel kilayim karim, they were planted too close and so now it's kilayim. So you'd look good, have to be burnt. That's it. It's also b'hanon. Okay, it's also b'hanon. Now nisarvu b'achirim. But if these beans then got mixed up with other ones, which were mutter, regular fenugreek. Okay, so these are kilayim vegetables got mixed up with other vegetables. So kulam yidluku divur meir. According to meir, they got to burn them all. And there's no bittel, even though you might have a rove or even shishim, perhaps of the mutter vegetables against this this kilayim sprout or this kilayim batch. Nonetheless, they all should be burnt divur meir. And no, chacham omim, there is bittel, but it's not bittel berove and not even bittel shishim. Rather, chacham omim yalu be'echad umasayim. Bittel is 1 in 200. Bittel Masan. We had, again, the Truma is 100. So, Kelayim Bittel is with 200. That's the same din by Orla as well. Here's Truma Kelayim, the same din by Orla. That's why it appears in the Mishnah in Masechas Orla. Same din by Orla. It's Bittel according to Chum. It's Bittel by Masayim. So, Chum holder is Bittel. Rare holder is no Bittel. Then, Mishnah Zion continues. I'm not sure why it's a new Mishnah. It's just a continuation. A Shoher of Meir Omer, because a Meir held. And again, we've seen this before, but now we'll look at a little more detail. Es shedarka limonos mikudosh. Okay. Es shedarka limonos. Again, when you have different products, sometimes you sell things by the basket or by the bushel, and it's not by the number of things that are inside. I gave the exaggerated example. You buy a box of cereal. Okay. So you don't count how many cornflakes there are. It's a box of cornflakes. Okay. Even though today they give you the weight. But in general, certain things you buy by the batch, by the bushel, and so on. And other things are enumerated individually. So es shedarka limonos is something which is never sold in a batch. It's only sold as an individual unit, okay, which you know, sounds like it's a little more chosher, right? You don't just simply lump them together with other things. That's called es shedarka limonos. But Meir says es shedarka limonos. It's unfit. It has to be, again, we're talking about kilayim here, so you got to get rid of it. It's not bottle. That's the point. Meir holds, they all have to be burnt, they all have to be destroyed. They're also b'hana. We don't have any type of bittel because these are things that are important. Es shedark limonos means that they're important enough. It's a dover chashuv. Okay, it's a dover chashuv. And a dover chashuv is not, by definition, subject to bittel because bittel means, we've discussed many times, bittel means that we ignore it to pretend it's not there and so on. When it's a dover chashuv, that's a problem. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, chachom, I mean, it's not true. Enam and mekudash, it's not, it doesn't have to be burnt. Okay. Eloshisha dvarim bilvad, there are only six items, certain types of fruits and vegetables, six specific types of fruits and vegetables that are never bottled. And they, and Rekiva Omer Shiva, Rekiva has a seventh one. What are they? Elohim, some of them we've seen before. Egoze perach, these fancy nuts. okay, rimone bedan, certain types of fancy pomegranates, the chavios stumos, certain barrels of wine which are sealed. Okay, chavios stumos means they're sealed, they're high quality wine that's sealed. Okay, chofos tardin. Tardin is the beet, so spinach, again, the beets and spinach come from the same family of plants. Okay, so certain types of beets. We call say kruv, some types of cabbage, udalas, gourd, pumpkin, that kind of thing, gourd, yvonis. These are all very, very choshev, unique, special types of fruits and vegetables. So those things are not bottle. And the kiva also throws in kikar shel balabai, certain type of baked goods. Okay, so according to Rabbi Kiva, they have seven instead of six, but that's it. All other things are, and the Rameyer said, it doesn't matter what it was, right? Rameyer Mishnevom, beginning source one, said even Chavila Tilson, these type of fenugreek, I guess, which is not that important, or anything which gets mixed up with Kalaim has to be destroyed. And the Mishnah concludes here, Mishnah Zayin, Haroi la Arla, Arla, Kila Karim, Kila Karim. If the mixture was a mixture of Arla, so everything becomes treated like Arla. Okay, it makes the entire mixture into Arla. Aroi lekele kerem, kele kerem. If it's a mixture of kilayim, so that makes the whole mixture into kilayim, and therefore it's asur b'hana. These items are not batel. So it's machoka, it's basically a mer and a chachamim. Chachamim have a more limited view. Most things are batel, and they have a handful of things which are in the category of a davar chashuv, so they're not batel. But other things are batel. A mer says, no, when it comes to kilayim and these things, it's never batel. So that's the Mishnah in Arla. This is elaborated upon at some length, and we've seen bits and pieces of this before in the sugya in Beitz Adav Gimel Amud Beis. It talks about an egg, Beitz is Trefa, and the egg gets, or it's a Beitz Shalom Yomtiv, it gets mixed up with others and so on. That's the topic of the sugya over there in the beginning of Beitz. So the Gemara has the following, it's supposed to be Beitz Gimel Beis. Chitema Beitz Chashuva Velo Betela. The Gemara wonders why this Beitz Trefa is not bottle gets mixed up with lots of other eggs, and so on, which are mutter eggs. So you got to tell me, well, maybe a beitz is considered chashuva, and it's ainah b'teilah, right? The chi tema beitz chashuva lo b'teilah. So hani chalaman damar kol shadark lemon shenino, chalaman damar es shadark lemon shenino, ma'ikel lemeimer. So here we find two ways of learning the shita of Reb Meir. Okay, according to Chachamim, there wouldn't be a problem here at all because beitz is not one of the six, or according to Reb Kiva, one of the seven things that are listed that are not bottle. Okay, but according to Rameyer thinks other things are not batel also because of their chashivas. But what did Rameyer mean? Now, Rameyer used the expression, look back in source one, the mission, all of Par Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Shohar Rameyer Omer Esher Dark Limonos, but now we have a machlokas. What exactly did he mean like that, by that? What do you mean it's ordinarily enumerated, it's counted by as an individual unit, not by the batch or the bushel or the barrel or whatever? So that's a machlokas. Okay, so one mandam says kol shadark limonos shenino means as follows: anything which is usually or even sometimes considered as individual units, that's not batel. That's a broader view, right? Something's not going to be batel, even though it's not always counted as an individual unit. But kol, anything which is even sometimes, we'll see later, perhaps usually counted as an individual unit, that's already enough to make it a davar choshev and not batel. But if we say that with Reb Meir meant, again, these two mandamers, they're within Reb Meir, okay? They're within Reb Meir. Because again, according to Chacham, on the Torah, but here it's not one of the six, or according to me, even the seven things. But within Reb Meir, what did Reb Meir mean? That's when Reb Meir said in Mishnah Zion there in Orla, what did he mean? Okay, did he mean Mamish Eshadark was something which is exclusively counted as individual units? It's never counted. It's never sold by the batch or by the bushel, etc. Or no, kol shadark, as long as it's usually or even perhaps sometimes sold that way, that's already enough. So that's a machlokas. So eggs, apparently, at least in those days, we'll talk about as much as that nowadays, but in those days, eggs were sometimes sold one way, sometimes sold the other way. Okay, let's look at Rashi, because Rashi there in Beitza helps us out. Source number three, Hanech Halanu Kamal, kol shadark, but Mishnah's Arla. Referring to Mishnah Arla. The common low bottle, mashram, kol dover, she yesh b'nei adam. This is Rashi and Beit Zigil and Beit Zimel Masa Kol Shadark on source three. You have these mama comments, right? I forgot this. I think so. No, I don't. Do you have these mama comments? I thought I said.
I believe so. This is source.
Which source are we up
to? Source three.
Yeah, I'm saying, do you have these mama comments?
Wait, source 33.
No, three. It's Shir Lamed Ches.
Oh, Shir Lamed Ches. Yeah, Rashi on
the Yeah, okay. I thought I'd sent it out before. Okay, good. Anyway, so yeah. So Rashi says, Kol Dover, this is Rashi 3. Kol Dover, she yesh b'nei Adam ha-makbiro ne-chashivus l'mocho minyan beitz anami harbe mocho n'so minyan. Apparently eggs, at least in those days, go either way. I mentioned, you know, today we always buy eggs by the number. Okay, you buy a dozen and a half, okay, 30, whatever, it's always sold by the number. Apparently one time you get a basket of eggs. The eggs were kind of in the middle. So the Gemara says, well, again, the topic of there in Beitza is Beitza's trefa got mixed up with other eggs, and it says it's not bato. If you want to tell me Beitza chashuva, maybe it's because the eggs are you know, have chashivas to it, but 1 second. That's if you hold kol shadar klimonos, meaning called over sheyesh, but there are people. It's a different, you know, different practices in the society. Some people called sheyesh, but there are people. However, if you hold like the other mandomar, it's exclusively sold that way. Nobody gives you an estimated batch and so on. You know, it's never sold that way. Says Rashi, very often, at least in those days, eggs were not sold by the numbers. So according to the mandomar, who learns with Meir, as saying kol shadar klimonos, we understand why the egg is not bottle. But if you hold, if you hold es shadar klimonos, meaning that it's exclusively sold that way. That's right, the first time. If you hold kol shadar klimonos, right, something sometimes sold that way, that's already considered a davar chashuv. Then I understand the story with the egg because it is sometimes sold, you know, by number as opposed to by, you know, in a barrel or basket or whatever, a bushel. Okay, but if you hold eshedarko, in order to consider the davar chashuv, has to be exclusively sold in, you know, in a batch. I'm sorry, individually, not in a batch. So what's it then by the egg? Okay, and the Gemara goes on. I don't have to read the whole thing. The Gemara goes on to quote these mishnayos. No, it's not. This is in Beit Sigmund Beit. So it's two. It's not mishal chavil tilsin of kolakim. We look at nizav b'cheres b'cheres b'cheres. Kula nidluku diber meir. Kamar omi yalav achas masayin. That was mishnah vav. And then mishnah zayin shahar meir omi eshedarko lonos. And lists all of them and so on. And it concludes, so let's just look in the Rashi's there. Okay, Rashi, first of all, Tilson, he just says, min kidney, type of bean. Okay, lamasik there somehow it sweetens up. Is fenugreek sweet? I'm not sure. Okay, but the fenugreek somehow has that, it's an ingredient people use it today. Okay, so that's what this bean is, which is not one of the things that are mentioned. So he old yidluku kidin kilakarim. What's a funny language, yidluku? So he simply points out, and then Gemara used the word, the Mishnah, he used the word mikadesh from Mukdash. That's because, look at the Rashi, yidluku in Beit Sigmund Beit, yidluku gdin kelar kerem shemar pen tukdash. That's the language of the Pasuk in Parshat Kisetzik. By kelar pen tukdash. Tukdash means tukad esh, right? Esh tukad bekibik. Tukad esh, it'll be burnt in fire. In other words, dasir bahana, that's important. It was also bahana, fine. So then, yalabach, huh?
Ask a question.
Yeah.
So we mentioned that nowadays we don't. Nobody really sells. Everybody sells eggs b'minyan, right? I imagine that probably the reason behind that is because the only way to actually you have to have a very special container to hold an egg because it's fragile and because of its size, but not because necessarily because it's chashuv, but is that you make these containers that hold 12 eggs. So yeah, it's you have one of those containers.
Let's hold off to see what we get when we talk about what the story is nowadays. But it's a good ha'ara. It's not a chashivas issue. It's a practical issue. That's what you're saying. Yeah. It's a practicality. You know, you have to have, although again, I think I mentioned Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how it is today, but it used to be, you go to Makolet and you could put in your little sal 3 eggs. Just be careful not to crack them. You know, you didn't get it. Yeah. I think now they sell them in containers. But when I was a kid, I was in Eretz Yisrael. Even not as a kid, you know, you go and just pick out 5 eggs. I remember my aunt would say, "Go get 5 eggs." You know? Okay, I bet it's a hard.
So I think maybe the question is nowadays is it S or kol shadar klimonos?
Yeah, no, I understand. I said yes. I do understand. But again, one thing is for sure: you don't buy. Let me have a bag of eggs, whatever number there is. You know, but all right. Anyway. All right, so Rashi, the next Rashi is about that language of Pentukdash Tukadesh, Yalabach is Messiah, Okay, so then you know they have the yalum means it's bitl. We've had the many times before. Vizesh your bitl kilayim or ol becharim and saim. So Rashi says tells us kilayim and ol are both bitl in 200. All right, shor of meir omer klom al halacha. That's where meir says it. All right, if it's dark limonos ain betalin. All right, because of its chashivas. The chachamim say no. That's a key Rashi. The chachamim kol perish shemolam betalin. Everything is bitl. Chutz mishisha dvarim halal hamenun kanchein chashuvim ma'od. Along the road, right? The Rashi says, according to Chacham, no, everything in the world is bottle, okay? In whatever the number. But these things that goes a perach, we've had so many times, the nuts and so on, that's chashuv and ma'od. These are especially chashuv items, especially rare or special items. They're chashuv and ma'od. Okay, and then just tells you what perach and bedana goes a perach and whatever that is, a place in the Komos, and all right, whatever the din will be. But now going back to the Gemara, so where is this machlokas? Esed, what did Rav Meir mean? Esed darko and kol sedarko. That's actually machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So let's look back and source to the end of the Gemara there. The Itamar law, 3 lines at the bottom of what I printed in Beitz Gimel and Beitz. The Itamar law, Rabbi Yochanan Omer esed darko lemon shenin. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer kol sedarko lemon shenin. It turns out it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. But again, I stress as Rashi tells us. Okay, Rashi tells us. They're in Beit of Milsa, they're Meir. They're arguing within Reb Meir. And I stress, even though in the language of the Mishnah, Reb Meir said, you look back in Mishnah Zion, Shah Reb Meir Omer Es Darko Limonos, it's a machlokas what he meant by that. Okay, did he mean literally Es Shadarko, meaning it's exclusively sold that way or no? Anything. So that's the machlokas, Mechon and Rish Lakish. Okay, so the Gemara says Shimon Lakish or Kosher Olam Shina, but Hanich of Shimon Lakish. This Gemara about Beitza, and I'm not really interested in the Sugan Beitza that right now, but just to finish up, Hanich of Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Michael Meimer, Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish says Kosher Dark Olam Shina. Good. So eggs are sometimes sold b'minyan, so therefore they're not bottled. But according to Yochanan, who says that in order to not be bottled, in order to consider the Rachash to be exclusively sold that way, Rabbi Michael Meimer. So Gemara has an answer. Papa, high Tana, Tana, Litrik Tziasu. It's a quick one, but different Tana. Talking about the Tziasu, so dried figs. Okay, you have a liter of Tziasu, and Omar calls the Dover Shemminyan. I feel the Abanon Lobot of a Choshekim of the Raisa. It's called Dover Shemminyan. That's related. Okay, as we'll see in a moment, but it's something else. That's how the Gemara works out. Even according to Yochanan, it may not be that Dover Choshe, but it's a Dover Shemminyan. Okay, it's not really our issue now in terms of the Gemara Bates, but that's the sugya. So, so how do we pass it, actually? So take a look in source 4. Now, the Sefer Truma, Hilchos Yisvahenta Simen Nun, he writes, Kemo Kain called Dover Shev Minyan, but he defined Dover Shev Minyan, Masher Regilin Limkor Beminyan. Beit Zetrefo Shemelo Peres Gassus Olaf Fila Be'elef Lo Betele. So it could be that it sounds like he's passing like Reb Meir, okay, but Aliba Dereish Lakish. Right, as long as regilin, that's fine. Regilin limkor, okay. It's not just a dover shemminyan, like the chacham said, according to the brides of Lutzuk Tzias, but dover shemminyan masher regilin limkor minyan. It's ordinarily sold by the. Doesn't have to always be. That's the exclusive. Okay, in other words, it sounds like a mayor calls a dark limono shemminyan. I mean, usually, kalib de shlokish, and that's not going to be bottom. Okay, and that's why the. Anything which is sometimes, at least sometimes, so not bottle. That's why the egg and so on has that din. Okay, but that's what the Sefer Truma says. The Bala Iter and the Sefer
That kind of sounds like S, like more like S or Shadarka Limonos. That is, that has to be Rogil to do it.
But S, the way we learn S is exclusive. Rogil is not enough. Okay, take that. Look at Rashi.
I mean, but once you have that, do you even need Rogel? I mean, who says, if you're going to say kosher darker than Manos, then why do you even need Rogel? You need, like, okay, some people, maybe it's not even the norm, but it's a miyot and miyot.
That's a question. I hear, we'll see, others don't agree with that, but I'm saying, I'll leave it to Rashi. Look back in 3, the Rashi makes a going base, the third or fourth line. And the Manu Meshach, the Masha, Esim, who calls She'ein Adam Mokhor Ba'omid. Just not done. You know, I'm just going to leave it to that, okay? But that's Regilin. Now, the Bala Iter, the Sefer Iter, in Heksher Abosar, Dav Yudav, Shar Aleph, Heksher Abosar, Dav Yudav, Kalon Gimel, that's the way it's presented in the Iter. Below the Batuli Beitza, Tmeshu Zarm Beitza, the Beitza Dover Shemminyan, who below Bato. Then I'm not sure which way the Iter is going. Okay, he could be saying that we don't, you know, forget about Reb Meir. It's a Dover Shemminyan, who below Bato, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it's something that's counted, it's even less, you know, that's. I'm not sure. Or does he mean like the Truma means that it's Regilim? I'm not sure. Okay, but I do want to point out that the smag and the smag both seem to learn the other way. Okay, look in source number 6, the smag elavim kufmem kufmem alav. Beitzei sheish parafar, it talks about that. Okay, and again, it's that's when it gets mixed up with other things. And he writes on the third line of 6, kol dover shimonim oso bishum apan. Notice his language. Sometimes, once in a while. So I don't know, Aaron, does he mean a miyatama? You know, I'm not sure. He says, Bishum pam, eino bato. And he quotes the Sefer Chuma. So that's how he holds regila, means, you know, it doesn't have to be that regular. Again, your point is well taken, exactly how regular is a miyatama. So, but you know, notice the language, okay, of the iter, of the smak. Kol dover shemonim also bishum pam, eino bato. The kach pos b'sefer Chuma. So okay, so that sounds like it's esedar, it's mkosedar, shumpan. It doesn't even have to be rugged. Not sure again where do you draw the line? If one person does it, that'll ruin everything. I don't know. Okay, but then he quotes Avraham Yitzchak or Avron Mitzva, Omer Shalacha Rabbi Yochanan. See, Rish Lakish is the one who said kosedar, but he has 1 second. Usually Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Shalacha Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so he says. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Amar Shalach Rabbi Yochanan Omer Perka Arel Perka Tarovis different Gemaras and also Beitzah Es Shedar Kol Moshenu Sheino Batal Klomar Ein Davar Chashish Minyan Ela Davar Hamiyuchad Laminyan LaOlam Velo Davar Shepa'amim Monos Shepa'amim Ein Mononos. So you see that from the smart, okay? And Beitzim Lefam Yochanan So Sal Malay Boman. I guess in those days you get a basket full of eggs, okay. Like, you know, I'm the Easter bunny, got a basket full of eggs, right? So whatever you get. All right, anyway, so that's the smog. The smog also, it's a reish, good, valid, 7. Okay. Beria, shenis arva, ena betela, mechen chaticho, rizkabe, v'dobar shadarka limonos. He lumps them together, right? We had already simon about beria and chaticho, rizkabe earlier. So he also throws in dobar shadarka limonos. Okay. And he said, that's all on pluto de meber abonon. So meir omer lo batel chama, omer batel chutz mishishadvar. The Rabbanan, the Chachamim, don't hold this whole thing, let's recall. Okay? Doesn't matter, it's dark limonos, not dark limonos. It is bottle, the exception of a handful of things, which, as Rashi said, here in Beitza, and Gimel Beis, Shehin Chashuvin Ma'od. These are very special, very unique things. But other than that, as a general rule, things are bottle. Rachamim, bottle, chus mishish dvar, Dibur Kibashiva, Elohen, list them off. Okay? So the smack writes in the fourth line there in 7, Umisap Kalon Halacha Keman. Who are we passing like? Okay, now, what do you mean, who are we passing like? I'm passing like Chachamim. After all, Yochid Rab Malacha Kerabim. I mean, well, why we all have a whole Machokas, Yochid Rab Shlakas, within Rameir, you know, the Chachamim. The Chachamim say as a general rule, things are bottle, except for a handful of things, which are Chashuv Ma'ot. All right, what's the whole discussion? So he said, well, 1 second, Mesapkelon the Smak, right? Mesapkelon the Smak and Mitzvah Yudal. Mesapkelon Halacha Man, Ki Af Agav, Yochid Rab Malacha Kerabim. We call Malcolm Kavan the Bekama Makomos. Maisi Hanicha Leman the Omar Eshadakum Shaninu. We saw the Gwaran Beitza. The Smag in the previous source quoted, it's in Yavomas Payalef, it's in the Zwachamayim Beit. There's a discussion among the Amoran, Yochan Shokish, within the Sheet of Rameir. So maybe there's an exception to the rule of Alocha Kirabim. Okay, we find. That whole discussion between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish is only within the sheet of Rameir. Mashma d'alacha gramei. Since they argue about it, the Gemara asks kashas on the basis of hanicha l'man d'amar means, well, this works out. What do you mean? Why don't we just say we don't paskin like that and finish? What are you yelling about? Okay, eggs are not one of the 6 things. What's the whole discussion? We have a whole back and forth in the Gemara. That's what the smak's right is. Not a bad right, right? I mean, saying you have a whole analysis in the Gemara. It depends what he say. Eshadarko, what did Rameir mean? He meant Eshadarko, he meant Kolsadarko, and then we have to figure out how the Sugin Beitza matches that to conclude. Well, what do I mean? We pass it to Chomim. Evidently, says Mark, perhaps we don't. We kind of have something like Rameir. Okay? The Gambus Rameir is not going to Eshadarko, Mishin, Kubiochanan, or Kosadarko, Mishokish. The Nira, the Lacha, Biochanan, Gomer Eshadarko, Lamona Shanino, as long as it has to be exclusively. So that's how he passes against we were against the others who said it's like the smug concluded also in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Avram. All right, so Machlokas, we've shown him whether we accept apparently we accept Rameir, but do we accept Rameir Aliba de Biochanan? Do we accept Rameir Aliba de Reish Lakish? That's the Machlokas.
Does he lump together Chasicha Reilis Kabin and Davar Shadarka Lemonos?
He does. Yeah, the smug does. Look at the beginning 7. Yeah.
So all of those are only Elibet to Rabbi. Why is he?
Darvish Dark Limon is Elibet Meir. The other is not a Machlokas about.
Okay, it's just the sentence reads a little strangely, right? Says,
I mean,
Beria in the about Chasidim Rabbi Skabi bid Darvish Dark Limon was Olam Plukta to Rabbi Meir, right?
Yeah. Okay. You mean to put a comma there? Okay. Could be. At some point, that the Rush Balls and the Bias Orach in 8 Bias Dal Shar Aleph. Called over Shaina Matir, Bob Badu, Yemi Yodo, King on Beitzo, Gminosh, Suffolk, Trafe, a different issue. But he writes, he also says that the egg is not bottle, probably because he's holding like Rameh or Libet Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Rambam turns the tables. The Rambam is not impressed with the Smak's Raya. I mean, you can see the Smak's Raya, but he's not impressed with the Gemara discussion. Look what the Rambam writes. Hilchos Machalos, the Zurich Park, Tazar, Lacha Gimel 9, Dover Choshu. So Oser Bemino Becholshu Shiva Dvarim Elohein. It goes the parak one of Adan, etc., including the one of Rabbi Akiva. So he paskins like Rabbi Akiva, okay. But basically, okay, he's saying we paskin to Chachamim, right, with the addendum of Rabbi Akiva of the seventh thing he calls Shabbat Abayis, okay. And that's Yochanan Rabbah Lacha Kirabim, right? We don't paskin like a mayor altogether. Even something which is always, you want to take the most limiting position, right? The position of Rabbi Yochanan, it's es shadar kalimonos, right? It's always counted, exclusively counted by number. That's not enough. It's only these handful of things, okay? Even if something is always dar kalimonos, it's still going to be batal. Therefore, the egg is batal, and so on, because the only things that are not are these things. That's what Rama writes in Halacha Gimel. In Halacha Zayin, Ram Ed V'chain Kol Bal Chaim Chashumeinu Mitelim V'chach Shor Nitzkos Nizar Belo Shvarim V'Eglarufa Belo Falgalos O Tzipor Mitzora Shkuta Belo Tziporim O Petach Hamor Belo Hamorim Kula Nesur Mahano. Avol Shar, those are special things, special dinner Bal Chaim and not Botel Kuzir Chashivas. But the Rambam says explicitly, Avol Shar Hadvarim Afal Pisha Dark Limonos Hare Elu Olim Bishurim. So the Rambam paskins against the mayor. Everything else, except for the six, were plus the one of Akiva, the seven things mentioned in that the second mission, Orlan Per Gimel Mishnah, what was the Mishnah Zion, right? And Balei Chaim, okay. Other than that, the Rambam writes everything is Olin Bishur, whatever Shir is. It's Shishim, it's 100, it's 200, whatever it is. Okay, and the Rambam tones it with something else, with the Petach Amor. Okay. And then the Rambam puts in one other point in Halacha Test that's relevant. And this may go back a little bit to the discussion about what's the story nowadays. He writes, Yeroa Li, Mr. Mayman, the Rambam says Yeroa Li, you know, it's going to be some discussion. Shekol Dover Shu Choshev Eitzel B'nei Makom Min HaMakomos. What if something is locally in a particular place, especially Choshev, and elsewhere it's not? Okay. Kagon, Egoze Parag Ronadan Be'eretz Yisrael Ba'osan Hazmanim. Okay, she also because of the chashivuso, but also makom of also zman. Well, that opens the door. You have to figure out is something rare in a or chashiv in a particular place at a particular time. I think one of Gulliver's Travels, you know, one of the four parts. I think the fourth story of Gulliver's Travels. He goes to the most famous one is when he's bigger than everybody else, right? I'm talking about Gulliver's Travels. Never read. Okay, all right. I minored in English. Anyway, the Gulliver's Travels with Jonathan Swift is a story about a traveler. He ends up in all these strange places. So one place, all the people are tiny, and he's a giant. Then he goes to a different place, and he's tiny. And then he goes to a place, the fourth story, I think he goes to a place, I forgot which one, you know, so gold is worth, everybody has gold. Gold is worthless, right? And some other, I don't know, straw, something, I forgot what it was already. Something else is worth a lot in these places that he has tons of. You know, gold? For some reason, he couldn't take it back. I don't know. Anyway, but it depends, sometimes depends on a place. You know, this is considered to be so chashiv or not. So the Rambam writes, also can be also a cultural if he chashivus, but also not. But lo huskuru elo elefishin osin kolshin b'chol mokom. These things are chashiv everywhere. Of course, it's not bottle. It's all we do about it. Anyway, that's the Rambam. The Rambam is interesting, certainly. That there could be other things added to the list aside from those seven are everywhere. But then he adds that maybe certain other things in certain places are considered especially chashuv. All right. Now, good. That's there. I told you that once, not the story, the when the MTA has a program with Makor Chaim, right? So the boys came from Eretz Yisrael. I told that story once. They came to my house Friday night when I was having tea for Shabbos. They ate by me Friday night. So they had these four or five boys coming over. So my wife said, you better go get, you know, like a chocolate babka or whatever, you know, good chocolate cake for high school boys for dessert. So we did, but then my wife's a health conscious person. She also brought out grapes and brought out fruit for dessert. This is the middle of winter. They came in February. So they were so thrilled. They were more thrilled about the grapes than about the chocolate cake because they don't have grapes during the winter time. We get everything all the time. It used to be, even when I was a kid, you couldn't get peaches or plums in this part of the country during the winter time. Now you can get it, you know, more expensive, but you can get it. I remember I went to Florida once, and oh, peaches and plums in January. Wow. So these guys, they're the anavim, whoa, grapes in the middle of winter. I'm more excited about that than the chocolate. So certain things depends on where you are. All right, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch here. It's in Kufi Yotzif Aleph, so it's 10. The Chavar writes, Dover Choshev Oser B'mino B'kol Shehu. Let's go about that. Okay, Dover Choshev Oser B'mino B'kol Shehu. Behem Zayin Dvarim. Here they are, the big seven. It goes, they perch, one of the Dan, Chavis Tumas, Chavis Trit. Basically, the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam. We don't passing or mayor, it's got nothing to do with Esther Darko and Kolsa Darko, irrelevant. The Mechaber passing like the Rambam. I will share it warm. Afal Pisha Darko and Limonos, Hare Elu Olam Bishurans. Imam is passing like the Rambam. Ravoa says, Yay Shomrim. And in the beginning, those other Rishonim that we saw, the Truman, the other, the Smak we saw before, Yeshomim, the whole Dover Shivaminion, the Hainu Shadakar Limnoso Tomid, something which is always exclusively counted by number, Eno Botel, the Chay Nogin. Okay, so the Ramah brings the other Shita, but he does say it has to be exclusively counted, okay, that way. And then he says, okay, that like the Rambam said also, okay, we should note that, so that's also part of Rambam's comment, the whole thing on Din Darbonon, therefore, Zin Mesek Alakula. Then the Mechaber goes on, the end of back to the Mechaber, Kol Dover Shu Choshev, it's back to the Rambam. Kol Dover Shu Choshev Eitzel. Second. Double check on the Shulchan Aruch here. Yeah, because back to the Mechaber. Kol Dover Shu Choshev Eitzel B'nei Mokum HaKom 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 straight across the board. That's the shita of the, that's the Mechaber here in Sif Aleph. Okay, now, the Taz, it's in Kotan Aleph. So far we have the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk at the Rambam, that all things, most things, except for a handful of things, even if it's dark limonos, is bottle in whatever the shear may happen to be. Ramah, Pasuk is like the other shita, okay, that the Dover Shuminyan, as long as it's always tumid, always counted that way, then you know, then it's not potter. Okay, the Taz, Kotan Aleph, okay, right? Well, that's the Ramah, right? Is Hanukkah B'Yochanan, the Gemara Alibud Rav Meir. He passed on B'Yochanan Alibud Rav Meir, Alibud Rav Meir. The Shvila Esher Dark Lemon Shanil Pure Shula Olam Ain Mochin El Minyan Mash. You know, it's only got to be exclusively sold that way, as opposed to eggs, because Shapal Mochin Salamali Beitzim and so on is there, but will okay Shlok the Shvila Kol Shadark Lemon Shanil. However, the Taz now quotes others, including the Marshal, okay, who says, no, there's some who paskin the other way. Okay, he says, the Marshal also said that way, but he said there are those who say, like the Machmir, more Machmir, like the Bala Iter, okay. He has a steer, a tame of the Shimon Pesach, Kamara Shlokas, came in the Khan debates, and the Taylor, right, has a different point. But at the end, he quotes that there are some who Paskin, that's also the Shach in Simkot Nalef, okay, the Shach in Simkot Nalef, skip that Shu's Rosh Bar, I don't know about that now. Okay, take a look at Shachar Bar, Malach 13. First of all, it's Kol Asif Ulosh Rambam. First, he tells it the whole Sif is the Losh Rambam. Again, the Mechaber. Mechaber is Losh Rambam. Okay, we'll come back to Shach in a second. The Taz and the Shach. Okay, just a moment. Yeah. Okay. At least in the case of Hefsin Ruba, the Taz is saying the Shach rather says at least in the case of Hefsin Ruba will be makel. Non Hefsin Ruba. Okay, will be machmer like the Bala Itter that even if something is sometimes sold, to really have three shitas across the board. Mechaber Paskins. Like the Chachamim to begin with, that everything is batel. That's the most lenient shita. Ramah says no. If it's when throw into the mix of not being batel, something which is always counted b'minyan, and Marshal and then Shach and others say no, he will throw in even something which is sometimes counted that way. And the Taz concludes at the end over there that lechatchila should be machmer that way. Makom hefsi can be makel. Okay. That's that. Now the Shach raises an interesting question. It's got an aleph, okay. Based on something Shulchan Aruch says earlier, notice the opening words. I went over it quickly, but notice the opening words of the Mechaber here in Sif Aleph, the 10. Dover Choshev Oser Bemino, Bekolshu Bemino. Okay, so back in Siman Kuf Aleph, miracle in Sif Vav. Okay, we're regarding. Look what it says in 14. We'll come back to the Shach. And that's what the Shach, and the Shach is referring to this. Okay. He says, if he quotes this, all right, he says, Ha de beria vechatich liskabed lo betele davka ba'odam shleiman. Aval nechtecho nesuasko chenev de tsurosim betele de sulo chashiva. They lose their chashivas. Bafilim nesuasko achash nisarbo imaheta, they can, and so on, they can become now mutter if they're chopped up. They lose their chashivas, the beria, the chashivas, the chaticho liskabed all chopped up. All right, we have a knas. Now the Ramah there in Siman Kuf Aleph Siv Vav in the parentheses in 14 writes v'ein chilek beinis arba b'minam o shalom b'minam by dover sheberia by chatikul liskabe. Notice that the Ramah writes is no chilek whether the mixture is b'mino or shalom b'mino. You see that? So the Shach asks back in 13 in Sukkot and Aleph. The Shach asked, the Tzarchin, Lama lo higia kan klum adim mechaber? Okay. Why didn't the Ramah hear when the Mechaber writes about Dover Choshev that not being bottle? It's Oser Bemino Bekolshu. That's the language of the Mechaber. See that? See that? The opening phrase. Dover Choshev Oser Bemino Bekolshu. Why didn't the Mechaber, rather, Ramah pipe up here and say ain chiluk bein this arba minim or shol minim, like he said back in Sukkot in Siman Kuf Aleph Sif Yod Sif Vav? That's the kasha which the Shach asks. Okay, so Shach tries to give a teretz. He says, well, the it's really a technical matter, so to speak. Okay, because he thinks that the Shulchan Aruch when he says bemino, that's how are you gonna have a dover choshev mixed up with ain amino and not be nikar, right? I mean, with metzias wise, how do you have a dover choshev which is mixed by ain amino and not be nikar? Okay, there you're talking about you can have. Remember we said you can have a barrier that's very small and therefore it's not noticeable. Okay, or it's cut up into pieces. Not so. It just tries to say. I mean, it's a teretz. I don't know if it's a wonderful teretz, but he says, and we had this also in Siman Kuf Tes, you know, right before Yontif, right? Dovyovah Shal Minam is broken up into very small pieces, right? We have the same kasha, okay? Can be Minu Mino, it's very, very small pieces and so on. So Dover Choshev is not cut up into pieces and so on. So what does it mean? So you have to say that over there, it's just a Metzias question, okay? Then that's what the basically a technical matter. That's how the Shach answers. But it's just an interesting question of why the Mechaber, why the Ramah didn't say anything here. Okay. To the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Zion 15. The Da'ad Zeh Shekosu the Dover Choshev Oseh B'mino B'kosu Ena Kamon Adafka Mino Do Adim She'eno Mino. The Aruch HaShulchan is taking off on this idea and he says the same din that when the Chaber wrote Mino didn't mean only Mino, not it. B'eno Mino also. El Mishum B'eno Mino Lo Mishkachas. Okay, it's not found. It's not common. lo taruvas elabit piru, lo mishkachas lo taruvas elabit piru and ketanim. The migdolim ala yochal hakir lebaran mele the ain't the davar chashuv. It's already tiny pieces, not so chashuv. Chayin bekol shu lab dafka kol shu mamish im kain ain't the davar chashuv. Kolim bekol shu bechala taruvas shagalios afila bekam alof me, because it's also funny language also in the mechaber, right? He says, it's also a culture work, not culture. Culture is not our culture either, by definition. So tiny. That means in a big mixture. So that's how our culture is also taking off on this. And the fees that in this Arab Dabra Chashub, min b'she'en omino, who pirin b'chavona k'de levatlo b'en obato. Okay, that's the Rosh Hashulchan's point. All right? And he says, no, same thing as Shamro, it's Achila. Good. All right, so that's what the Rosh Hashulchan adds over here. Yeah. Good. The Shach, now the Shach and Sukkot and Tess, here in some confusion, the Shach and Sukkot and Tess, but further ahead, okay, talks about the egg in terms of today. Okay, just to throw that in. The quotes of Marshal that today, Beitz is not, take a look in the Shach, the end of Shach and Sukkot and Tess, Ha'idna, She nimtza klal bigbulenu, nimkor sal mole Beitz of Omer Beli Minyan, Pshita the Beitz a low bottle. I'm just telling that about the egg. It's not our issue, but on your point, that's for convenience purposes. It's an interesting point. I don't know. But again, apparently you should get it by the biscuit. So, all right, but today it's not done that way. All right. Biscuit tshuva also, okay. The Taz, I mentioned before, the Taz, the end of Sukkot and Zion. I'm sorry, Sukkot and Aleph. That was the Taz in Source 11. And the Taz says you can be makel. Okay, by Hefsin Ruba, okay, because eggs are not always sold by the number. Well, the Pisca Chuva has gone out of them, but now they are. Okay, so maybe there's no room for that kula. You know, if you pass in that way, the Chumra of the Ramah. Again, according to Mechaber, none of this is relevant because he passed like the Rambam, that we don't, not everything's bottled except for the six or seven things there. All right, finally for this unit, the Shach, let's see if we see follow here, Shach is caught in Yud. Just a moment. Yeah. The Shach of Kotten Yud, where the Ramor mentioned this whole din's only Drabbanon anyway, right? This whole din is not bottles, only Drabbanon, therefore you make it by Suffolk. He distinguishes a different type of Sfeikas. What do you mean by Suffolk? Klomar im yeshpo Suffolk im udover choshev olo. That's what it means by Suffolk. Okay, Suffolk here means you don't know whether it's udover choshev or not. Okay. I will share sakers, Ashkan doing homework. See further ahead. It's a different type of suffix. The only time where say we're makel is when the suffix is a suffix, whether this that which fell into the mixture is a dover chashev or not a dover chashev. But let's say something which is a dover chashev and or mesupik, whether it was a us or mutter. It was a different suffix. It wasn't suffix with a tzuchah. It's definitely chashuv. The question is also mutter. Then we'll be machmer. Okay, but like by chatik and skabe. Okay, so we'll see that later on in the mechaber. Okay, good. All right, so far so good. That's sif aleph. Sif beis is the issue of balei chayim, which we already saw in the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam was back in source number. Back in source 9, okay, the Perek Tezayin of Hilchos Machoros Surah Halacha Zayin. I quoted the Rambam there because I want to show that line on the second line where the Rambam says, "Avol Shar Hadvarim Afa Bishad Daklan Monos Harayelu and Olam Bishurim." I want to show that line because the Rambam is clearly passing like the Chachamim plus the Akiva that everything else is Batel. None of this, Dover Esher Darkly Monos and so on, but the first part of that Rambam in Halacha Zayin Kain Balechayin and so on. So that's based on a Gemara, a few places in Gemara in Zvachim. Okay, he says Gimel Amud Aleph, Source 19. Rav Ashi Omar Afilu Tema Rabbanon Balechayim Chashivim Lo Bateli. Okay, that's a din. Okay, Balechayim are considered chashiv, so they're not bottle. Okay, Balechayim are not bottle. So that's the Gemara in Zvachim. And also, there in Orla, we find the following important Ha'ora. The next mission Orla is Perek Gimel. We had Mishnah Vav and Zion. Take a look into verse 20. That next mission Orla is in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Now, the word starts Ketzad. Look in 20, it says Ketzad, but the Bartanura in 21 says the word Ketzad shouldn't be there. Okay. Nispatsu ha'egozim. One of these nuts, and we saw this already, the nuts were cracked open. Nispardu harimonim. The pomegranates were, you know, split, they said, whatever. Nispatcho ha'chavios. Those barrels of wine were no longer sealed. All those six things, right? Or nechtecho ha'gluim. Nispardu ha'kikaros. Then yalu be'echor masayim. Then they're bottled in 200, like the din of kilayim, or orla, if it's orla. Meaning they lose their chashivas. Okay? The Bar Tanura says, first he said 21, and Perakim Moshechas, the sponsor goes, Garcinum, below Garcinum, Kate said, fine. Kamashlon Masnisin, the mission is telling us, the Dafka Shlemim lo Batile, Avalo Shur Mapatsuim. This whole business of a Dover Choshev, all these things that are listed, are Dafka Shlemim, Dafka when they're whole, and not when they're cut up and chopped up and so on. Okay? Lo Shur Mapatsuim. We had that many times already. The Gemara in Gittin that starts on the bottom and Nun Dalav and Aleph, the Tanya, right? The main part of the Gemara is on the Dalav and Beis. Nofu v'nispatzo, then echad shelgeg v'echad mezid lo yalo diver of Meir or diver of Meir of Yehuda. That's a question where you put the comma in 22, Gittin and Dalav and Beis. Is diver of Meir comma, or Yehuda or Yosef Shimon Omer b'shogeg galo mezid lo yalo, or is it diver of Meir of Yehuda comma? That's how they print it here. Okay, that's how the database has it, has Ramban and Buda agreeing, you know, because that's what Rashi says, but not everyone reads it that way. Okay, anyway, Rashi reads it different from Ramban Buda. So you have the following. Let's look in Rashi, okay, 23, top of the Dalman base. It's Nufl and Ispatsu, it goes a Perech, okay, Ein Betel HaFilu Be'elef Mifnei Chashivuson. Ispatsu, okay, it goes in Shal Arla, Vacharkach Nufl Atok Shal Heter. They cracked open, then Yalu. Okay, then Yalu. All right, then they're going to have regular din of Bittul because it wasn't what the Dabar Choshev didn't land in that Taruvas. But Naflu Tchila Vachacha Nispatsu. Okay, so now it depends. That's Echot Shapots and Shogish from Iskavan Kidei Levatel Chashivusan. Okay, the person cracked them open. He just wasn't trying to take away the Chashivus. So and Alos Mechon Masayim, so they'll be Bottom 200. Or Bain Shepotsu Mazid in his Kavanka, or he did, then Lo Yalu, according to Rameir, Afila Be'elef, the Konis Rameir Rabbi Huda, that's why the database puts him in there, Konis Rameir Huda, Shogig Atu Mazid. Avagab, the Hachali, Shumala, Mubatal, goes to Perkin, Sudar, Abonim, Baamu, Afilu Shlemim, the Raisa, Ein Chilik, Ben Choshva, Ein Choshva, that call Batal, Tzivacher, Bahat, the whole din is Dindar Abonim. All right, that's the Sugya over there. Look in the Rashboa, in the bias of Yisrael Char Aleph again, 24. When we call Mokom, Chaticha Haruya, She'ena B'Tela Mitzad Chishivusa, Im La'achar Mikan Nechtechu HaChaticha, Tzvechazu Chaticha She'ena Ruyos. Now they were cut into small bits, and they're no longer Chaticha L'Iskabit. We had these. Chazu V'Hutu B'Rov O'B'Shishim K'Shar HaYisur and Shari Batal Chashivusa. And he refers to this Mishnah in Orla that we just saw, Mishnah Ches. But now the Rashbo Paskins basically more in Gittin, the Davka Krishna is Katru Bishogig. The Tanya begitten, Parakhanizok, and that's the more than Dalit we saw. Klomar, the Rameir Khanis Shogig Atu Mezid. And notice that the Rashba lumps Rabbi Huda the other way. Rabbi Huda reveals from Shimon Omrim. See, hey, just, yeah, not a big issue, but we printed the Gemara in 22, and again, the Nam and Aleph, it says Dibur Meir Rehuda, because that's how Rashi learns. But the Rashba apparently put the comma after Dibur Meir, and he said Rabbi Huda reveals from Shimon. Okay, anyway, so whoever it is, so Talmudur Meir, Khanis Shogigot to Mazin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon Omrim, B'shogeg Yalav, B'mezid lo Yalav. Klomar, the B'yosi lo Kon Shogeg Atu Mezid. Ha'b'mezid gufa Kones. Okay, v'afilu with Rabbanon. Ha'ocha chad betray batal, Rabbanon with the gaz, v'afilu ha'ochi Kones Rabbi Yehuda. V'kaimel and kavase, chada d'rmei Rabbi Yehuda, kolach Rabbi Yehuda. And it makes a difference who's go with whom. Oh, the Havala Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon Rabbim, L'gabir Rabbi Meir. That's the way he learned. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, expense based on this, 25. And here in Sid Bay's in our Simon, Balechayim, Shinitz Arbu Bacheros, Okay, Balei Chayim got mixed up with others. The Nishchetu, and then they were shechted. Okay, so it's Batal Chashivusan. Their Chashivus is gone, unless they was cut in such a way, Chatuchel is Kabit, which was Tam. It's not Chatuchel is Kabit. Batal Chashivuso, Batalim. Okay, but he says, Behu Shenechtechu Bishogig. But again, only it's Bishogig, like the Rashba. Okay, we pass it like, whether it's a Behuda of Yosef and Shimon, or just a Yosef and Shimon, whatever it is, Bishogig, Bittel works. Now in the Ramah, it doesn't say Hago, but in the Rashi spirit script of the Shulchan Aruch, Dafka Balechan, Tanim Shenim will discover, Dafka Shkutosan, like I just said. It's got to be Dafka, Chatichu Liskabit. Not a Chatichu Liskabit. It's got to be cut in such a way that the piece of individual, yeah.
How could that be? I can't think, I can't even think of any scenario where you could have anything which requires Shkita such that it in and of itself is not Royal Liskabit.
When you slice it, as soon as you shechti, you slice it up. You slice it into small pieces, make hot pot, no, make chop meat.
It doesn't say that there was a slicing up, it just says shechita.
No, I mean, I think it means ultimate. I think it must mean ultimate. I think it means ultimate. I think so. I mean, it's not going to, but that's what I'm saying. Okay, the Shach, okay, now maybe he has this in mind. The Dafka Nishchetu Achash Nisarvu, Beina Nishchetu Mishogah, Nishchetu Kodesh Nisarvu, I feel amazing, Betalim. Okay, there are more, the Shach points out that if you shechted the Osir animal, on purpose, before it got mixed with the Heter, it's still going to be Batal. So it's only after the Torah is created that it's Osir. Okay, to do it on purpose. Okay, so about it, we got him frozen. What if it was? He didn't know. Okay, he didn't realize it was no datarubas. We got him frozen. All right, I made a mistake here in 27. I printed the wrong taz. Okay, I really wanted to print the taz and cotton bays. Okay, so I have to say it outside. So you can make an adjustment on your sheets. Second, this is an error on my part. Printing. Toe sofa and I'm the sofa. Yeah. It's a Taz. It's in cotton base. The Dafka Balachaim Ketanim. Chilak Zeh, Ichricho, Chilak Zeh, Ichricho. In the cost of a tour, Simon Kuf Aleph. Okay, he goes back also, we saw before, in Simon Kuf Aleph by Chatichol Iskabed. Okay, it's what Ramon makes this chilek between Balachan Ketanim. Okay, he has to make this chilek because back in Simon Kuf Aleph, he said that, against the Ramon, against that a whole animal is not bottle. Okay, the Mechaber said that a whole animal is bottle. All right, Keves Shalim. I'll read you from the Taz and Zukot and Beit. Chiluk Zeh Chrichman Kosa Atur B'Simon Kuf Aleph. The Keves Shalim Eino Batel. Okay, so what's going on here? Okay, I mean, so what does Ramon mean? Dafka Balechaim Ketanim. I mean, the lamb is small, but not that small. So the Taz says he must be talking here about the birds. Okay, he must be talking here about birds. All right, so that's what it means, Balechan Ketanim, Rat Rois Chabed Achach Shkidosan. So I'm thinking maybe it's like you said, maybe with animals anyway, it's always, right after Yeshecht, it's always going to be Chatech Lizkabed, but not so by birds. You can acknowledge that, no?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what the Shach is driving at. But according to, I was thinking. Not the Shach, the Taz.
Yeah. It sounds to me that that's what's driving it.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't think of it. But think about it, maybe true. He said, the Khan Sarach Omer Kimot Siporim Ketanim. Okay. Even though the Tarnagolik is got to be smaller than a chicken, like a Torin Bineona or something like that. Small, very small birds.
Yeah, exactly. It's like. not things that we eat nowadays, at least. The only birds I've ever seen us eat are big enough that probably the entire bird is more than one serving.
Turkey, yeah.
Turkeys, even a chicken, like for one person to eat an entire chicken, it's not shy. I mean, yeah. It apparently used to be chickens, but much smaller.
Right.
But I don't know, if I find something smaller, I don't know, pigeons?
No, I didn't think of that point until you made it, but I think maybe that's what the Dalai Lama meant. Then he adds something else. He points out that according to the Maharshal, you don't have to say that, because that's a further question. Was the animal skinned or not? Okay. Once it's skinned, here we're talking about he's medayik, like you said. Here we're talking right after it's shechted. Well, if it's shechted, it's not skinned yet, then it is batal because it's not chatikul iskabel. That will answer your question, right? In other words, if the animal has not yet skinned, so then it's not, you wouldn't serve it like this, right?
And so then you don't even need the parentheses.
Yeah, it's got to be a little after the shechita. I can't be right after the shechita. That's what the Taz says. The Marshal, according to Marshal, you don't have to make that chiluk and talk about birds. You can even talk about it. Here we're talking about it's just slaughtered. It was just shechted, so it has yet to be skinned. Okay, that is batal. All right. It's possible. All right. An interesting point. You could just say at the end of the day that we're all talking here that a Baal Chai is not batal. We don't want to, I don't have the time in front of you. Take a look at it. But interesting point. Just to finish up, for today anyway, the Shach, it's a caught in your gimel, okay, taking off on this point also, because what about a chicken? Well, chicken with its feathers is also, we talked about that, remember? The defeathered, a chicken with its feathers, in other words, the Shach in Sikon Yom Gimel quotes the Bach that you do have in 28. Kosu HaBach, Eish Vesmoa. If you've seen Kuvala Sikon Yom Gimel, Posa HaFil HaTarnagos, but it's also Batela, okay, even a chicken with its feathered, that's Batel, because it's not considered Chatukal, it's Chatukal, it's Gavit. So therefore, Kol Shekein Keves Ba'oro. Certainly, the sheep with its skin still on, the animal with the skin still on, the hide, is not considered Chatukal, it's Gavit. So then, you don't need the parentheses, right? That's the Shach's question. Then even a big animal, okay, even a big animal with its hide is not considered a davar shehu skabed, okay? So that's the Shach. We call Mocha in a bottom, but he does mention something else. Even if you hold that it is, but it may be davar shehu minyan. But as opposed to a small animal, it's not a davar shehu minyan. It's a Shach. Let's go over it again. Okay, just to summarize it quickly. The Beis Yosef want to ask this question, right? We pointed out this theory to begin with. I have the Taz, I'm sorry, I have the Taz. But bottom line is that back in Sim Kufal of Sim Gimel, whether it's an animal or a bird or whatever, it's whole, it's considered a chatichol iskab, it's not batel. And here, it paskins that, it is, once you shecht it, it lost its chashivas. Right? That's the Taz and Sikot and Beis that you don't have on the sheets. You can look on the Shohar, the Shach, and Sikot and Gimel raise that question. Okay, so the Ramah seems to address that issue by saying here we're talking about very, very small balechaim, small birds, whatever. We're not chatur l'skabed after shkita. That's what we're talking about over here. And over there, it's talking about Israel l'skabed after shkita, bigger animal. The Marshal, which is the Shach and the Taz quote, said here we're talking about where it wasn't skinned. Okay, and therefore it's missing. Remember, we had that back in Sim Kufal of Maisa Godel, I think we said, or Maisa Tircha Godel. Okay, it wasn't skinned yet, so it's Mechusar Maisa. Remember, we had that language, I think, back in Sim Kufal of Mechusar Maisa. Okay, therefore it's not really Skabed, and therefore it's Batal. And the Taz says, maybe there's some that are, depends on the type of animal. Okay, some animals are, some animals are not. And the Shach says basically we're not talking about chatichol iskabed here. And Ochanami, it's not a stira. Here we're only talking about the question of the chashivas of Baal Chai. You're right, sometimes after Shkita, it'll also be a chatichol iskabed. It won't be batal for a different reason. You know what the Shach is saying? The Shach is just saying that's not a kasha. We're only talking here in this sif about Baal Chaim. We're trying to establish the reality that Baal Chaim are not batal because of the chashivas of Baal Chai. And that's what it says. I, but after Shechlet, it's still not going to be Batul because Chaticha l'skabir. Okay, that may be true. Okay, that's a different discussion. See what the Shach is saying? We're not getting a blanket rule. It's saying it's a different discussion. So basically have four approaches.
I mean,
yeah.
So she's also saying that, so he's saying the parentheses shouldn't be there?
And why?
He's just saying that the parentheses are superfluous.
He's saying you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to come on to that. Ramot came on. If it's Ramot, it doesn't say Ramot. Okay. But, and then it's a question of whether chickens with its feathers are fall in that category. Now, maybe it's a Dovish opinion. But the bottom line is that the, in terms of the chicken and everything else, the Shulchan Aruch said it's batel because it's a Dovish, you know, and maybe it's going to be batel because, well, let's remember, the Mechaber said everything's batel except for, you know, the six things or the seven things that we keep it. Okay, but you know, so the Aharon disagree. But anyway, on this issue, just with this kasha and the steer to Sim Kufalab, so Ramor sticks in that point that it's only talking about very small balechayim. Okay, and the Marshal doesn't have to come onto that because he said that they're talking about it wasn't skinned. And the Taz says it depends on, you know, what type of animal or bird you're talking about. And then the Shach says, no, it could be a chatichon iskabir chanami. That's what we're talking about over here. So different ways to resolve that issue. All right, and again, this whole thing is going. According to Mechaber, everything is bottle anyway, even if it's a Dovish Aminyan, right? Let's say chickens with its feathers, Dovish Aminyan, the Shach said. But according to Mechaber, it's bottle anyway, because it's not one of those, not in that category. Okay? All right, maybe we'll stop over. That's the end of Sibbe. Sib Gimel, you know, introduces us to the topic of Rove and Kavua, very important, okay, to clarify. And I put it here because it's really, I put it as part of the Shir, Shir Lamches, part B, and we'll do tomorrow. But I put it here because we're really talking about a separate issue of Basrish and Zamanayan. So, yeah, that's why I put it over here before we get into the Roman Kavu in greater detail. Okay, but Basrish will continue with him tomorrow. Okay?
Stop. Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi.
Very good. Have a great day.
Amen.
I'll send you the stuff.
Thank you.